Yeah, Yom Kippur is the most important fast day of the Jewish tradition. We fast from sundown until a little bit after sundown the next day. And there are lots of reasons given for this. It's not about suffering, but it is about getting in touch with your soul in a different way, without the distractions of preparation of food and eating of food and all of that kind of stuff that takes a lot of time out of our day. And the ability to experience, to be in your body in a different way, to feel your muscles, to feel your fatigue, to feel what it's like to be human, to be mortal. And all of this drives us towards considering our actions, considering what we need to do in this world and what we need to do in our own lives.
Once that sundown is passed on that day, usually it's a bit of a festival of breaking the fast. How does that fit in?
Yeah, well, you got to eat sometime. So the breaking of the fast at the end of Yom Kippur is sort of like iftar during Ramadan, that you have a meal in community, if possible, at the end of the day. And so at a place like Ner Shalom, and I think most synagogues, there's some kind of food served after sundown. And people have the chance to sort of feel what it's like again for that energy, that physical energy, to be coming back into their bodies and to be eating with a different kind of mindfulness after you haven't eaten for 25, 26 hours.
During this time, Erwin Keller says, observant Jews have a responsibility to make things right with the world.
The practice of this period of time is called in Hebrew tshuva, which means return. In Buddhist terms, it would be a return to right action, to right living, to right relationship. And so it's a period of time where we explore, what are my relationships like with the people around me? Who have I hurt? To whom do I owe some kind of apology, a real apology? What is my relationship like with God or the divine or this universe that we live in? And also, what's my relationship with my own deep yearnings, my own needs and yearnings? Have I been expressing them in ways that are good for me and good for the people around me? In this moment of the world, we see a lot of people not holding their relationships with tenderness. We see lots of speech that is not kind. And this is a moment when you can repair things. Now, it's a brave thing to do. It's a hard thing to do. We're not trained in this society to really know how to apologize. We say things like, I'm sorry if that hurt your feelings, or something like that, that isn't really owning our part in anything. So the trick is to be able to say, I'm sorry I hurt you, and help me understand how it felt, and what can I do to make it better. And those are all elements of real apology. Those are elements that bring about real healing in a way that my bad never does.
Reb Erwin Keller, spiritual leader of Katati's congregation Ner Shalom. We spoke about the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, which begins at sundown tonight. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.